Film projection hasn't changed much in the past 100 years, but it's starting to. In 1999, Star Wars Episode II, The Phantom Menace, was shown in 4 theaters on digital projectors. Today, there are about 110 digital theaters in the U.S., but that's out of about 360,000 screens in the country. The industry has been slow to embrace the new technology, citing high costs and quality issues. But with ticket sales down, movie studios and theater owners are looking to lure audiences back to the box office with the promise of a new and different movie-going experience. Enter Chicken Little. Producer Andrea Shea talked with people in and around the movie industry about digital projection and found out why it is or isn't better than tried and true celluloid.
It's no secret that the movie industry is hurting. Last year's box office numbers were down 8%. A recent poll found that most Americans prefer to watch movies at home. The inability to get people off their couches and into theaters has the film industry running around like, well, Chicken Little. Hopes are high that that perky little bird could help save the day.
On November 4th.
A piece of the sky?
Not again!
The sky is falling!
Something really big is going down.
To experience that panic attack in 3 dimensions, moviegoers will wear specially designed glasses, just like the ones audiences wore in the 1950s when 3D pictures first came out. But today, they'll watch Chicken Little in theaters outfitted with special digital projectors.
It's really cool. It doesn't look like your father's 3D.
Scott Kersner is a technology columnist for the Boston Globe. He's also writing a book about technology's influence on the movie industry. Kersner says Chicken Little's 3D digital debut is part of an industry-wide experiment. Most American theaters are showing Chicken Little in 2 dimensions on traditional celluloid. Kersner says the industry will be watching to see if the 84 theaters using digital projectors to show a 3D film will fill up.
If those are more packed than other theaters showing the 2D version, I think that's going to be a real force that'll pull digital projectors into more theaters.
Those projectors are stunning. They're absolutely spectacular. They're much, much better than 35-millimeter projectors.
Hollywood director James Cameron is a big fan of digital projection. He's made blockbuster movies such as Terminator 2 and Titanic and says old-fashioned 35-millimeter film projection is rife with flaws.
One of the biggest problems we had on Titanic was the film outlived its technical medium. It played in theaters so long that the prints fell apart. They got scratched beyond recognition, all of the prints.
Every time a film print is shown, the image degrades. But Cameron says that doesn't happen with digital cinema. The last screening, he says, will always be as crisp and beautiful as the first. Right now, Cameron is working on his own digital 3D film. But not everyone in the industry sees promise in this newfangled technology. Instead, they choose to do things the old-fashioned way. 2 bulky Norelco 35-millimeter projectors run the show at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, Massachusetts. Joe Zina is executive director of this historic independent movie house. He says these projectors were made in the 1950s, and they work just fine.
We've got reliable equipment that, you know, has little failure to it. So we're going to stay with it until we're forced to go in a different direction.
Zina wants to preserve the movie-going experience in its classic form. Velvet curtains and 35-millimeter projection are part of that package. Digital projection may be great for Chicken Little and the multiplex, but Zina predicts small theaters like his will screen documentaries, foreign and independent films on traditional machines for a long time to come. Besides, he says, the new $100,000 digital projectors are out of his price range, and the technology is still untested.
It's going to take a while, and then there's going to be the glitches, and believe me, I am not ready to go to a movie and see this image being broken up on the screen because there's a problem with the digital projection.
Cost and reliability are not just the concerns of small theater owners like Zina. The big price tag and the quality of the digital image has kept the majority of theater owners from going digital, says Michael Karagosian. He's a technology consultant for the National Association of Theater Owners.
No one reports that audiences walk away enthralled with what they've seen. So it doesn't give a wow factor, unfortunately.
Karagosian says audiences may not be wowed now, but they will be as digital projection continues to improve. Still, for purists, adopting a new way of seeing film is a tough sell. Julie Buck runs her fingers along the edges of an old 35-millimeter print. She's the conservator at the Harvard Film Archive. She repairs and preserves the university's collection of 10,000 films.
And I always feel to see if there's any broken sprockets or any damage in the film as we rewind things.
To Buck, the physical nature of celluloid is part of its appeal. She talks about the 24 separate images that flicker and stimulate your eyes when you watch a film print.
There's also that sense that you're watching the film. You see the scratches and you see the movements and you see the cue marks. This is what the person shot the film in. Whereas with digital, it's almost flawless to the point of it being kind of freaky.
Buck also says the colors aren't quite right, especially the blacks and grays, and it lacks the warmth and nuance of celluloid. But Boston Globe technology writer Scott Kersner says a better image and the wow factor for digital cinema is just around the corner. Recently, he was invited to view a bit of The Sound of Music shown on the next generation of digital projectors. They're not even in movie theaters yet.
And you could see every hair on Julie Andrews' head, every blade of grass on the mountaintop. You could see the brand of acoustic guitar she was playing. And you see these details that you never have looked at before.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run.
This sort of progress isn't music to everyone's ears, especially Julie Buck at the Harvard Film Archive. She thinks the mainstreaming of digital projection will mean the end of the movie-going experience as we know it, and she says that's a pity.
It's going to be one of those things that people say, oh, I'm going to go see a film, and everyone will be like, oh, you're going to go see a film? You're going to see real film?
Despite dark views like Buck's and all the kinks and questions that remain unanswered, Hollywood studios, equipment manufacturers, and some theaters are shifting into high gear with digital projection. But, as always, the fate of the movie industry is up to the consumer. Some say it won't be long before digital 3D is available for home theaters, causing the movie industry to wonder if the sky is falling all over again.